So, we've been looking at 1st and 2nd Timothy so far. Right now, we're at 2nd Timothy chapter 3. Next week, we will have the last chapter of Timothy, and then we'll move on to Titus. But tonight, it's 3, starting at 3:1. But I know this, difficult times will come in the last days. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness but denying its powers. Avoid these people, for among them are those who worm their way into households and capture idle women, burdened down with sins, led along by a variety of passions, always learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth, men who are corrupt in mind, worthless in regard to the faith, but they will not make further progress, for their lack of understanding will be clear to all, as theirs was also. But you have followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, and endurance, along with the persecutions and sufferings that came to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from them all. In fact, all those who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Evil people and imposters will become worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you've learned and firmly believed. You know those who taught you, and you know that from childhood you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us in all we do. Help us to take this to heart and to serve you really, really well. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as we've said, this was written between 63 and 66 A.D. To a close associate of Paul. The next one, when we get to Titus, also a close associate of Paul. And we start out with predictions of faithlessness. Now, the last days actually covers the time from the ascension of Christ to the return of Christ. So as soon as he went up, the angel said to the disciples, "Men of Galilee, what are you doing here? Why are you looking up? That same Jesus that left you this way will land right back here." Which is how we know where it is he's coming back to. Paul says it's going to be difficult times. And we know that there have been difficult times. Sometimes it gets better, sometimes it gets worse, but it's always difficult times for Christians. Verse 2 through verse 5 lists 19 things that you need to avoid. I won't get into all of them, but they're basically just those things that indicate that people are not following God. As a matter of fact, they're actively resisting God and trying to write their own rules in how they want to act. It says that some worm their way into households and capture idle women who are not familiar with the scripture. Now, as you know, we've talked about some of the cultural standards and so on. when Paul says women shouldn't speak in church, if you have any questions, go home and ask your husband or your father. He doesn't say that, but that's implied that whoever you are under the authority of as a woman in that culture, that's who you go talk to, because that man knows the scriptures and you don't. Okay? Once again, this is a cultural thing. We don't have that culture here. And so women can know the scripture and they can learn to avoid the problems that the women at this time were having, because people would come in, oh, here's a man. Men know stuff. And so he tells them complete bogus stuff and they just follow along because they were told this by a man. Then it refers to Jannes and Jambres. The way that they said was that it is a legend that this was the names of the Egyptian magicians that resisted Moses. You will notice in Exodus where they're trying to get out of Egypt and it says Moses did miracles. Well, then the two magicians did similar. But Moses would always supersede them. It's like he throws down his staff and it becomes a snake. They throw down their staffs and they become snakes. Aha, look, we did it. And then Moses' snake eats both of the other two. Yep. Okay, so now, what you gonna say now, Bucky? So there were Egyptian magicians who opposed Moses and lost, because whatever occult powers they had to do the things they did, Moses was working for God. And anything they could do, he could do better and whip them. And that's what he did. Such people never succeed. When you're fighting against God, it's hopeless for you. Next, he talks about a challenge to faithful preaching. Timothy was following Paul's example. You know, in 1 Timothy, Paul had encouraged him to get out there and don't take any guff from anybody. Preach the truth. You're going to get persecuted for it. You may get beat up for it. Don't back down. Okay? And apparently, that's what he was doing. Paul has experienced much trouble, but God always was faithful to him. We've always said, when Jesus talks about peace, he's not talking about the lack of conflict. He's talking about the ability to get through it. And so God was always with Paul. He was always with Timothy. Just stick to the truth. And he says, godly people will always be persecuted, because there's always people out there who just don't want to hear that they're a sinner. You see, those of us who've come to Christ realize that we're sinners, but that God himself sent his Son to take care of that. So the fact that we're sinners is not really relevant anymore, because we've been forgiven. We just have to understand that we're probably going to screw up regularly and go back to God and say, hey, I messed up again. And he goes, okay, fine. Go out and don't do bad stuff anymore. He's very forgiving. Evil people will continue deceiving because they don't want to say that what they're doing is evil. Now, I get in trouble for saying it, but we know that the reason homosexuals continuously try to justify themselves is exactly this. They don't want to admit that what they're doing is sinful, it's forbidden by God. Now, we're not condemning them, but God is. All we're doing is telling them and saying, you need to repent and give your life to Christ. But no, they want to justify themselves. And so they keep on deceiving. And they try to deceive other people and bring them in. Okay? we have all of these organizations that don't want to have an age limit on having sex. Men or women or whatever, it doesn't matter. They just think that sex is for all ages, including, you know, first graders. Okay? They're teaching a deception because this is the perversion they want to be involved in, and they're trying to justify it. It says Timothy should continue in what he has been taught. Paul has taught him, this is what the Word of God says. Stick to it. When somebody says, oh, this is just a little thing, tell them, there is no little thing. You do what God said or you don't, period. It's either in God's rules or it's a sin, period. Follow what you've been taught. He learned from Paul and he learned the Scriptures so that he could come back and he could say, wait a minute. The Word of God says. Now, when Christ was tested by Satan, that's exactly what he did. Everything he said was Scripture. Okay? Oh, well, you know, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you everything on earth. Jesus knew the devil could do that because he is the God of this world. That's what he's called. He could have given them to Jesus, and the whole plan of salvation would have been shot to blazes. And he said, no, the Word of God says don't worship anybody but Jehovah God, period. All Scripture comes from God, and it is valuable. This is one of the things that they want to teach you right when you become a Christian. All Scripture is inspired by God, and it's profitable for teaching and for rebuking. And you use Scripture to justify what God has said. Because if God said it, that's it. I mean, it's settled. And so you just go, it's in the book. It's in the book. And like I've told you before, I had situations where basically came down and people just wanted to argue. That's all. They had these other ideas, and all I could do was just say, okay, it's in the book. This is the Word of God. This is what God said. You're not arguing with me. You're arguing with God. That's why it is so important to understand that all Scripture. Now, once again, when he was saying this, he was talking about the Old Testament because they hadn't formed the New Testament yet. But I believe it applies just as much to the New Testament. So what does this mean to us? Well, expect evil. It's going to get worse. As I said earlier, there are a lot of people who thought, oh, he's coming tomorrow because look at how bad it is. But he didn't. Okay? And so then some people will say, well, how bad can it get? As bad as it ever gets, because the definition has nothing to do with how bad it gets. It has to do with have all the people that God had preordained to bring in, are in. Once the number has been reached, Jesus will come back. Until then, he's holding his hand. Watch close to stay on the right track. There are people out there that are going to try to lead you astray. That's why I always tell everybody, whatever I tell you, I try to give you scriptures for it. Check it out. Don't even trust me. If I made a mistake, I'm not going to try to lie to you. I'm not going to try to tell you something that's not true. But what if I mess it all up? And you come to me and say, Pastor, what about this? I may find myself having to say, oh, I guess you're right. Haven't had to do that yet. But then again, I've been at this for 60 and change years. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with what the Word of God says. But at any rate, Don't just take it because somebody told you. Check it out. False teachers will not succeed. In the end, all of their false teaching will be exposed. We have exposed a lot of false teaching recently. But then again, we see some of our religious institutions that are fudging. And they're just saying, well, it's not that bad. There's no that not that bad. It's either true or it's not. It's either the truth or it's a sin. Sorry. It's in the book. Expect persecution. And we see that all around us. We see all of these rules and all of this crap that they're doing to try to suppress Christianity. We see the people in California putting people in jail because they're meeting and worshiping God. No, we're being told they can't sing. Sorry, this you cannot have that. But expect persecution. They're going to persecute you. Expect deception. They're going to lie to us and about us. Just expect it. But cling to the Bible for guidance. The Bible will tell you what the answer is. You may just have to search for a while to find it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the encouragement that you gave to Timothy that can be applied to us and can show us how to be encouraged in what we do. Go with us as we go out into the world. Help us to lead people to know you. Help us to drag people back away from the devil and send a lot of angels to protect us, because we really intend to go out and piss off the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks for being here, guys. Amen.